This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Also, we believe we'll be joined by Jay Noon. He's running a little bit late, so he'll be joining us. And you can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. We both brought in the same news story tonight, Mark, to talk about, just independently. We didn't know that we were going to do that.
Yep. It's usually an indication it's a good idea to talk about.
That's right. And then also, if we get the chance, we'll give you an update on Venezuela, where the death toll in the streets has now hit 29. We haven't really talked about that in a week or so. So let's start with the mutual story, Mark. You wanted to talk about press freedom. The index is out for 2017, and the news is not good.
Not for the United States.
Once again, for the United States.
Things look pretty good for Norway, Sweden, and Finland.
All right.
I don't know what to say about this, but I guess I'm a little shocked. I'm not shocked the United States moved down press freedom. They've been going down the press freedom charts for some time.
Mm.
I'm shocked that United States press organizations care so little about the Reporters Without Borders or Reporters Sans Frontières that they don't even write an article.
Really?
They didn't even write an article.
I take it you looked around?
Yeah, I poked around as best I could. I couldn't find a single U.S. article about the United States sliding down the world freedom charts. I'm sure there's a blog post somewhere. It would shock me if Free Talk Live, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, is the first news organization at all to cover it, but I got very little to nothing.
HuffPo.
HuffPo's got something?
Yeah.
Well, you could almost call that news.
Blaming it on Donald Trump.
Right. Not news.
Donald Trump's media bashing is already hurting America's press freedom rankings.
Okay, so you know, Donald Trump is absolutely a media basher. But
and they may have factored him in. I mean, that might have been a factor.
Yeah, the United States went down 2. It's not like they fell 35 or anything.
Right. It's been
like that.
Bad since Donald Trump got in.
Barack Obama was the worst president when it came to press freedom that this country's ever seen. Until Donald Trump came along. Okay? So, like, that's what every article should start with. Mm-hmm. Actually, it should say this.
You mean like how he put whistleblowers in prison?
No transparency. The White House press corps had very little access to the White House in comparison to Bush and Clinton before him and that sort of thing. Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm not a partisan by any stretch of the imagination. It should say this. Barack Obama was the worst president in recent history on press freedom. Hillary and Trump were going to be worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Either Hillary or Trump were going to be worse. And that's just the trend that we have going on. I'm more worried about the trend than I am about the ranking. If the United States was sitting at number, 42 on the chart...
I thought that was 41.
43.
Right. It's going down, right? Meaning that down the higher numbers are worse.
Yes. Number 43 on press freedom. If we were headed upwards, I think that'd be a lot better. But sitting around, nice. I mean, I haven't heard of these places, Ian. Belize.
I've heard of Belize. You've been there.
Right. I've been to Belize, but I'm going 41, Belize. Number 40, United Kingdom. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
41, Belize. I've been there. Where is Burkina Faso?
I couldn't tell you.
United States. Where is Comores?
I don't know, but it sounds like they're higher up on the rankings than the United States
is. It's one behind it. I don't know if these are, Malta, Botswana, Tonga.
Which direction are you going here?
Downward.
Downward meaning no lower numbers?
Right.
Okay.
United States, edges out Comores and Taiwan. but you know, loses to Burkina Faso.
Isn't Taiwan the place? Correct me. Maybe it's Thailand, but is one of those two the place where if you insult the king, they'll like execute you or something like that?
I couldn't say.
Yeah.
I don't know about Slovenia's higher, Lithuania, Andorra, Trinidad and Tobago.
And by the way, you're right. I did look at the Google News, at least from the Google News search for Press Freedom Index. Huffington Post and maybe Adweek are the only two in the entire front page.
But HuffPost takes it, uses it as an opportunity to bash Trump.
Right.
Screw that. That's not news.
Yeah. Forbes? Forbes has something. So that's about it. I mean, if you
okay,
go,
I couldn't find the Forbes one. Then yeah. I would consider that news generally.
But the headline is media clampdown said Middle East countries tumbling down press freedom index. So it's,
right.
not,
it's
even...
not even the headline that the U.S.
Right.
has moved down to. Well, I've got the BBC article here, and
yeah, let's hear it.
The Canadians. It basically, this was written by a Canadian correspondent. The Canadians are worried, at least this correspondent took the time to write an article in an actual news venue about Canada's dropping down to slot number 22. Now, this is nearly... you know, it's significantly better than the United States has done. Canada dropped four slots to number two on the list that ranks 180 countries based on how they treat journalists. A number of high-profile incidents of police action against journalists in Canada have raised concerns. Press organizations have called on the government to shore up laws protecting the freedom of speech and media sources. The UK was ranked 40, down five spots. The United States, 43, down two spots on the same list. Last fall, Canadian Journalists for Free Expression slammed the massive culture problem policing and surveillance agencies. After it was, it's not really a sentence, it was after revealed that Quebec and...
Hey, this isn't a grammar check. This is a press freedom check.
That Quebec police spied on 10 journalists. Their criticism came shortly after journalist Justin Brake was arrested for covering a protest in Newfoundland.
Mm.
In March, the Federal Court of Appeals ruled that Vice News journalist Ben McCook had to turn over all his communication with accused terrorist Farah Sheridan, including texts. To Canadian police. His lawyer argued that the ruling would have a chilling effect on the media by turning journalists into police sources. So this is what Canada's worried about, and Canada's doing significantly better than the United States. And right. This is happening all over. Look, the police are always going to try to get the press to do their investigative work for them. Okay?
Sure.
The press is supposed to be... The police are the executive branch. The press is what we call the fourth column. The fourth column is there to hold the three branches of government in check and to hold them accountable. That does not mean the executive branch can bust in brandishing guns and demand to see our papers. The press is intended to be sacrosanct. The Founding Fathers did not put it in the First Amendment so that these knuckle-dragging fascists can walk into a news agency and say, hey, give me everything you got. Well, no, that's not how this is supposed to be. And consider that the Founding Fathers had just recently begun shooting their government center of mass, right? Like the executive branch of their government was being shot by the people who wrote this stuff.
Yeah.
That is how serious we need to take this. Press freedom's important. It's important for places like Finland. It's important for places... Apparently, it's more important for Uruguay and Ghana than it is for the United States. And that is a sad state of affairs.
Okay, so after Donald Trump got elected, the news media in the United States made a bunch of noise about their press freedoms.
Sure they did.
Because Trump was saying things that was, you know, were definitely not friendly towards press freedom. We just reported on the CIA director just, what, a week or so ago.
Talking about clamping down on press
openly
freedom.
Threatening freedom of the press.
Yep.
And it was The Intercept that did the heavy lifting on reporting on that.
Yeah, that is not an organization that is U.S.-based.
I think you're right about that. I forget where he lives, but
I think he's in
South America or something.
Brazil.
Yeah. And so, they made a lot of noise about their press freedom. They founded, there's like some sort of organization out there that's supposedly hiring lawyers to go to bat for press freedom.
That organization didn't bother putting out an article today.
No, apparently not. Yeah, it's sad. Although, Mark, I don't think that it's necessarily the case that the countries that are above the United States on the list are dedicated to press freedoms or anything like that. It's just they're not as, just by chance, they're just not cracking down as hard as the United States. There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We still have the ability to sit here and say the things we say, so it certainly could be
they
worse.
They raided these studios a year ago.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
It's Free Talk Live.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers. And I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Press Freedom Index is out again, thanks to Reporters Without Borders and the United States not doing good. In fact, doing worse than last year at number 43, was it, Mark? Is it 43?
Yes, number 43, yeah.
We can continue that discussion here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm.
In many cases, it's the executive, in this case, the chief executive, the president of the United States. You know, not necessarily Donald Trump, but you know, Barack Obama and the ones that set the tone for how press freedom goes in the United States. And to some extent, that's been true with health care, too, in this country. So health care funding has been all the news since 2009 when the, you know, Obamacare got put in place. Nah, they didn't pay that much attention to George Bush's delving into, you know, government funding of health care. But up until that point, he had the largest government expansion in healthcare funding that the U.S. had ever seen. Well, the government's meddling in healthcare has messed everything up, and I think we can all agree on that. But there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They can give you, among other things, a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, medical information card that you can give to EMS or first responders or emergency room or whatever medical professional you want to. Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, you'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. This really is the best offer running in healthcare. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got more coming up here on press freedoms, or the lack of those freedoms. But first, we go to Bad Quaker, at least, or who I presume is the Bad Quaker, calling from BadQuaker.com on Skype. Hello there.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, Ben. Welcome.
Been a while since we actually talked like this.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that you're well. I know that you were ill for quite a while, and I've heard that you're back on the Freedom Fiends, and you're talking on the radio, and so welcome back.
Yeah, I wouldn't go so far as to say well, but that is kind of a relative term, but we'll go with that.
Well, you're not calling from a hospital, Ben, are you?
Not this time.
Okay, all right. Well, then that's better than, you know, what it could be, so we're glad to have you.
So I sent you a package. Did you get that?
Yes, I've got it sitting right here. It is your new book.
He was excited to get the package, yeah. I must say. I was here when he opened
it. That Jay Noon recommended on this show last week, and unfortunately he's running a little late tonight, so he's not here to talk about it, but I think Jay said he's read this book like three times now. It's Sedition, Subversion, and Sabotage, Field Manual Number 1.
A three-part solution to the state. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear Jay liked it. I got to meet him up at Porkfest one year, and I think I met him more than one year, but the first time I met him was he made an impact on my mind. Well, you know, that sounded wrong. He made an impact on me there. How's that?
He's a good guy. I really enjoy having him on Free Talk Live. So when did you put this book out? Because I heard that maybe it was a little while ago. Is it when was it published?
Yeah, the printing, I wrote most of it in 2015 when I literally physically couldn't do much of anything else. Mm. And then we got the printing done early. No, I guess it was about this time in 2016. And then we really didn't have a whole lot of distribution going on with it. There were a couple of little delays. See, there's a unique thing about that book. If you look through it, you'll see who the printer is. Oh, wait, no, you won't. Oh. It has no indications of who printed it.
Huh. Interesting.
So speaking of freedom of the press, that's how we got freedom of the press to get that out to people. It's not registered with the Library of Congress. It's not registered with the international, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
You can't buy it on Amazon. You can't find it in a bookstore or Barnes & Noble's, and you never will because it's just not registered in their system.
I couldn't even buy it on your website. Did you get the shopping cart thing fixed?
I did. That was a perfect storm of failure there between we were moving the site to a more secure server, And at the same time, some of our plugins were updating, and one of my email servers decided to just start hammering the new server with with login requests with all the wrong info. So I got locked out completely from all of the websites I'm associated with. But we got it back going again. It's up and running now.
Good, because I heard about as soon as I heard Jay raving about it, I thought I got to go buy this because I want to support the Bad Quaker. And
he hasn't done that either. I didn't even know who wrote it. There's also not an author on it.
Yeah. And so I wasn't able to, so I emailed you saying, hey, something's up with the shopping cart, and you said, well, I'll just go ahead and send you a copy. So I really appreciate that. But where could one go if one wanted to buy this book?
You can just go to badquaker.com and click on the shop button there.
Well, the good news is you can actually download it, too, so you can actually try it before you buy, and you can read the whole thing online, PDF,
yes,
right?
It's in PDF, and there's also a audio version right there on badquaker.com. Perfect. And there's another one hosted over at Liberty Under Attack. If anything happens to one site, the other's
excellent.
Still up. And I need to thank the guys at Liberty Under Attack because they are the ones that organize a group of people to get together and do all the recording of the audio version. It was really great of them.
Oh, so yes. It's not you who's on the audiobook.
Right. It's a team. I think there's like 8 or 9 people.
Huh.
So. Which gives it a really interesting sound. And I should say something about this about it also. So when it comes to authorship, I wrote almost the entire first section. Mm-hmm. Some of that I stole from other people, but mostly I wrote the full first section. And the best I can say about the rest is I compiled it. So so I can take some credit by putting people together who would not have normally met each other or even known about each other.
Interesting.
And then getting them at a campfire together and then talking to them and then doing like mini interviews and then, transcribing all that. It was a lot of fun.
So for folks that haven't read the book and don't have it sitting in front of them, give them some idea of what, besides this elongated title, give them some idea of what they might see in the book. What can you expect?
I think the high points of the first section, at least, the part that I wrote, are it lists the 4 conventional strategies of fighting the state. And it, I think it honestly, now, here's the difference. There's a difference between resisting the state, fighting the state, and actually attempting to kill the state. So the point of the book is not to tolerate the state or make it comfortable. The point of the book is, how do we kill this thing? And so I look at the 4 conventional strategies.
And by kill this thing, you mean kill the idea of the state, not the actual people who call themselves the state.
Correct. Okay. Statism as a religion, because that's what I view it as. Statism as a religion.
Yes.
And to kill a religion, what you have to do is you have to remove people's faith in that God.
Mm.
And when people lose their faith in that God, the religion vanishes and it becomes history. So
you'd think they'd have lost their faith in this at this point. I mean, it's
a powerful hold that it has on people.
Everybody understands the government to be the most dysfunctional organizational type that there is.
That's a step in the right direction, but they still think they need it. Ben, can you stick with us and talk more about this?
Sure.
Ben Stone is here with us, the Bad Quaker, and from badquaker.com we'll continue. Maybe you've got a question for him. You can dial in, because I'm sure he'll be willing to take it. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Also joining us, Jay Noon. Right in good time here, too, because, Jay, we've actually got Ben Stone on the line with us, the Bad Quaker from badquaker.com. It was last week that Jay recommended Ben's new book, Sedition, Subversion, and Sabotage, Field Manual Number 1, A Three-Part Solution to the State. Welcome, Jay.
Yeah, thank you. I was listening on my way in, so yeah, I got pretty excited as soon as I heard Ben's voice. I love Ben.
Yeah, I didn't know he was going to call in tonight, but I'm really glad that that he's here. Hello, Ben. You're back on Free Talk Live. So you were telling us about ending the state, destroying the state, destroying the religious belief in the state. And, you know, it really is a religious belief, and I think it's one of the most destructive, evil religions on the planet. And they have all the trappings of, you know, religions. They've got, like, a chant that people do in unison. They have, I don't know if chant's the right word, but allegiance pledge that that they, you know.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of people will balk.
They've got pews.
We're on dozens and dozens of radio stations tonight, and a lot of people would balk at the notion of the government being a religion. But I would ask those people, how does it differ? Like, what's the difference? Not that, you know, I can show you the ways that it's the same.
Well, religion, I think, was it the Christian religion? They only wanted like 10%.
Yeah, as a tithe?
Yeah.
That's what they wanted as far as your money goes. The government wants significantly more. But there are plenty of people out there that are posing as religious leaders that will, in fact, take your money as much as you'll give it to them. If you give them 100%, they'll take it.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And they'll live in giant mansions and, you know, do their broadcasts.
You got a man in a robe who sits up in a room in a courtroom full of pews, full of people who rise and, you know, fall when they're told to.
Well, how about religious fervor? I mean, people, you know,
they'll die for the state.
They'll put their hats over their hearts when someone mentions somebody who died for, you know, in some war or another. Most of those people will admit upon questioning that that war was likely unnecessary and didn't do anything to protect freedom here in America, and that probably the United States shouldn't have been involved. But nonetheless, the bravery, and it's bravery, that person exhibited in their fervor for the state. That's the sort of thing. I mean, you know, I want to know the differences. How is the state not a religion? And please be specific.
Good question.
I got a difference for you.
855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE.
The difference I feel here in the United States is, well, you have a choice to participate in a religion or not.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we really don't have a choice not to participate with this state. Or the state religion.
Yep, that's true.
I mean, I try really, really hard not to. It's kind of been like a lifetime thing for me. And I really think I'm doing quite well at not participating. But, I mean, just a couple hours ago, I was in the Grafton Town Hall trying to talk to the town clerk. I was kind of like participating in a way with the state. And, you know, she didn't like the shirt I was wearing. And,
yeah, you're wearing a copblock.org shirt, by the way.
She just... was not happy with me as soon as she saw the shirt.
Well, Ben, you've been listening to us here. I mean, are there any differences between the state and a religion?
Most religions don't require the kind of fanaticism that the state requires. Most religions do not have the organized indoctrination system that states have. Most religions don't have that
Or at least they don't
organized.
Force you to pay for it, right? Like
I
went to a Christian school that gave you 13 years worth of education, and you can darn sure believe by the time you're done with it, you're going to have some understanding of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible. But, you know, nonetheless... they didn't require everybody in a given geographic area surrounding that school to pay for that school. That's what the state requires.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Jay, great to hear your voice. It's been a long time since we talked.
Yeah, I think the last time we talked is when we did that podcast together, actually, at Porkfest some years ago.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to tell you, when I was on your website, and a friend of mine had actually, I told him about your book, and he's like, are you Jay the Sovereign Citizen that Ben Stone has on his website? And I go, well, I don't know about that. I kind of, you know, tell people I'm not a sovereign citizen. So I went on badquaker.com and I Googled Jay and then Sovereign Citizen, and it shows up that podcast I did with you, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And in a podcast, I say, I'm not a sovereign citizen, and explain why. And so, I don't know, maybe if you get a chance, you could correct the sovereign citizen part.
Well, that might actually draw people in. Right?
Yeah, maybe that's the purpose, but which is fine. I don't care.
I hate to admit it, but I think I put that as bait click because I knew that you did say that. So I hate to admit it, but that's probably what I did.
All right, cool.
I don't have a good enough memory, but if it bothers you, I can definitely go back and switch it.
Actually, I don't really care, but when somebody said, because I had just gotten done I was at a We Are Change Colorado meeting, and I was explaining why people shouldn't refer to themselves as a sovereign citizen. And then, a couple of days later, I guess a friend Googled J Noon Sovereign Citizen, or he went to your website or something. I don't care, but I did listen to it, and it's like, oh, I did explain to him that sovereign citizen is an oxymoron.
So, Ben Stone, a.k.a. the Bad Quaker, is here from badquaker.com. I've got his new book, or newish book, new to me. I didn't know about it until a week ago, Sedition, Subversion, and Sabotage Field Manual Number 1. And I'm thinking we've been doing this on Sunday nights. We've been doing kind of like this book club on the air, and we've been reading Economics in One Lesson, going chapter by chapter as the weeks go on and discussing each chapter. I'm thinking this one might be a fun follow-up to that, because, again, we are kind of our qualifier is that the book needs to be free, available online for any listeners who want to, you know, read along with us. And Economics in One Lesson is, and so is your book. So anybody that wants to go check this out can go and download the PDF or the audiobook, or you can pay, I think, what, $10 and get the actual softcover version over at badquaker.com. So what about part two? This is manual number one. Is there going to be a second and third, or are there already? What's going on with that?
I kind of left that open originally, and there's a lot more of this in part two of the existing book.
Okay, so the three parts, so then to clarify, the three-part solution to the state is all within number one, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Okay, so I don't have to wait for parts two and three to get the whole solution. Got it.
Right. originally, this was a parody, or actually a lot of part two was taken just almost copy and paste and then modify a little bit from a 1944 OSS field manual called Subversion and Sabotage Field Manual Number 1. And I almost used the SSO's, or OSS, I'm sorry, I almost used the OSS's symbol on the front cover, but
they
it's
don't
so
like
obscure that.
That,
yeah, that would probably have caused more trouble, and nobody would recognize it anyway, because
right.
the OSS became the CIA,
right.
and everybody, the OSS went down the memory hole, and none of us remember that anymore. So,
yeah, it's interesting that they published a book with the intention of overthrowing, governments, and then essentially all you're doing is reprinting and updating their book on how to overthrow governments.
Yeah, exactly. There's a point in the book where I say if you want to know how to do something, you have to find somebody who does it well and copy them. And so who is the best at perverting religion, at destroying cultures, at killing a government, whether it's aggressive or not? Who's the best at doing it? It's the state. It's other governments. Hmm. And our government, like I got a mouse in my pocket, like I own the government, right? But the United States government wrote a field manual on how to do it.
Wow.
And so why not just take that and just revise it and fix it, and that's how it's done, just
amazing.
Like the state wants.
They've done all the research. They're the pros.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the pros. They've done it so many times. It's not just research. This is, this is hard-won resources for actually doing it. They've done it so many times as Central America and the Middle East.
Yeah, I'm excited to read this. I might have to put Vermin Supreme's book on hold and start into yours, Bad Quaker. Anything else you want to share with our audience tonight?
Yeah, I've got a brand new project. I'll just
Hold on, man. Let's talk about it here if you want. Stand by.
Okay.
If you got time, we'll bring it back.
Yeah.
More with Bad Quaker. He is Ben Stone, badquaker.com. You can go and download the PDF of Sedition, Subversion, and Sabotage Field Manual Number 1. And there may not be a second one because that's kind of a fun title. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Bad Stone. We've got Bad Quaker, a.k.a. Ben Stone, on the line with us here, and he is calling us from who knows where. You still traveling around the country? I know last time you were up here, you were, like, floating about in an RV.
Yeah, we spent, I can't remember, 4 or 5 years just traveling in the RV, moving from place to place, and meeting with people and having a lot of fun. But I'm back in Ohio. We're doing a bunch of work on our house, and hopefully we'll sell that and go back on the road again.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe we will be so fortunate to see you back up here in New Hampshire one of these days. It's, by the way, Ian, Jay, and Mark in the studio. You were about to tell us, Bad Quaker, that, you know, of course, worth mentioning your book one more time, Sedition, Subversion, and Sabotage, Field Manual Number 1. You can go to badquaker.com. You can download it for free. You can also buy it in real life, and you can listen to the audiobook for free as well. But you were about to tell us what you're getting into these days.
Yeah, we've got a we've got a new program that we're putting on, or a new company, actually. It's going to be, we think it's going to be pretty big. It's called Room for Freedom, Room the number 4 and then Freedom. And you can find it at roomforfreedom.com. And what we're looking at doing is essentially we're going to be putting together a business model that will compete directly with Airbnb, Craigslist, and kind of have the flavor of the old original Silk Road.
Hmm.
Except the difference between us and all of those will be that at Room for Freedom, we're not going to act as the middleman exchange in the money situation. So we're not going to know who buys what from who. All we're going to do is put people together. So like
Airbnb.
What's it called? Like Airbnb. Airbnb works as the middleman. So what they do is they connect the host and the traveler,
mm-hmm.
and then they charge the host. Or they charge the traveler, and then they give the host a cut of that. So what that does is it creates a paper trail for anybody, any corporation they want to sell that information to, any government they want to hand that information to, anybody, or any hacker that can get into their stuff. They've created a paper trail of every single person, where they traveled, where they landed, how much they paid for room or whatever it was that they got, and how much was collected by the host. All that information is made a record of. So with Room for Freedom, what we do is we connect the two. Everything is under heavy encryption, and as soon as the connections are made, the encryption wipes out all the record of the connection. Now, there will be a system of rating so that hosts can rate travelers and travelers can rate hosts. And I'm using the word host and traveler, but you can fill in customer and seller, or you can put in, you know, whatever words you're comfortable with that, because we're not really regulating what adult activity you do. That's not our business.
Pricing. There's a regulation on pricing, so therefore you could be offering free rooms to people who travel around. Yeah.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe you have a farm and you would really like a new roof on one of your shed buildings. But you don't have the money. Yeah, I have. I love your place. But so you put out a listing that's looking for somebody who can do a roof. You'll provide the material, they'll provide the labor, and you'll let them park their motorhome on your property for the next 3 months or something for free or whatever. And you'll give them free electricity, or you'll charge them, you know, $10 a month for electricity or whatever you think is fair. And that allows people to connect under real agorism, under true agorism, without anybody looking over your shoulder, making notes of it, and, you know, and squealing that off to somebody else that you might not necessarily want to know that.
So how will this be monetized for the creators, or will it just be this project that you're doing for the good of all humanity? How's that going to work?
We've got a business model where we have a guy who looks at businesses and prices them and puts businesses in the hands of people who want to buy businesses. So we've got this guy. He's looked the model over, and he's come up with some pretty impressive numbers that this is going to be worth within the next 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we're making money off of it, we will be charging a very small fee to the traveler, and as time goes, that fee may become really small. We want everybody to have some investment in it. So if you pay something for something, it's worth something. But something right. that's free is in a merchandise situation, it loses a lot of its value.
Yep.
But on the part of the host may be making a lot of money off of whatever it is that they're hosting. So we take a larger cut from them, and the prices are available on our Indiegogo. You can get to our Indiegogo page from Room for Freedom. So all of our prices...
Hold on. When you say Room for Freedom, is there a website associated with that already? What is that?
Room4freedom.com.
Room the number 4 or the word 4?
Yeah, room the number 4, freedom.com.
Okay.
And you can find links to our Indiegogo campaign there, and you can actually get discounts on pre-membership. And as soon as we launch the full thing, then you know we'll honor that membership at that time.
Cool.
And I might say we have the honor of our first customer being Lynn Ulbrich, the mother of Ross.
That's pretty awesome. And Ross Ulbrich, the founder of the Silk Road, who is sadly right now inside federal prison, sentenced to the rest of his life and a second life beyond that, plus 40 years, I think, for the dastardly crime of creating a website. Now, Ben, you're obviously putting your name on this. Are you worried that you're going to be the next Ross Ulbrich here?
We're putting a lot of effort with offshore hosting, and the eventual product will be offshore hosted, mm-hmm. and possibly in multiple offshore locations. And I'm my title in this is spokesmodel. I'm basically Vanna White, just touching the letters and wearing the high heels. You know, you guys know what I look like. You know how stunning I am in a
I want to know how people can get these stickers that I got. I recently got a bad Quaker sticker with my book.
It came with the book, yeah.
And
yeah.
It is a, frankly, quite dashing with your big Quaker hat on, your giant beard, the gun slung over your shoulder. I don't see any high heels in that one, but it's among the best stickers I've seen recently. It's pretty good looking.
We have a few of those left that we're sending out with books. We probably should reorder those.
So you got to go to badquaker.com and order a book in order to do that. So, all right, so Room for Freedom, room the number 4, freedom.com. There's an Indiegogo going there, and you can go to learn more about this. It sounds very exciting, and I definitely would love to have you continue to kind of update us as this develops, especially as it gets close to becoming a reality.
Yeah, we're looking for a launch date. We're hoping for this summer to be the launch of at least of the beta product.
Well, if you need to reach lots of travelers, I know a good place to reach about 300,000 people in a given week that gives extra discounts to anybody who has a Liberty project.
Ooh, explain.
It's called Free Talk Live.
All right. Hey, Ben Stone.
I got a question for him.
Oh, yeah, please.
Hey, so Ben, I had heard some rumors that you were going to be on the Freedom Fiends. And I thought I heard you one night a little bit, but I didn't really listen much to it. Are you getting on there quite often? Or
right now, Michael and I are doing, we're trying to do one show a month, and we'll probably increase that at some point. Part of that is due to how busy Michael is, and the fact that I can't physically be up in the middle of the night. I kind of turn into a babbling idiot by about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. So, so we have to coordinate, when it's good for Michael to record during the day. Hopefully, we'll increase more than once a month. But for now, that's what it is.
Well, a little bit is better than nothing. Glad to hear you back.
And where can people go get old episodes?
Go to badquaker.com. There's archives along the right-hand side of the website. It goes month by month. And where else?
Really some great evergreen Liberty content. I mean, really good info that's going to be solid for a long time.
Yeah, your podcasts are always well thought out and very good put together.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you, my very favorite Freedom Fiends episodes are either with you or James Babs. I mean, you guys, do a great. I'd love to have an episode where you and James are on once in a while, because I think that'd just be great.
I love James. He's a great guy.
Yep, he really is. All right, Ben Stone, badquaker.com. Thanks for coming on tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. And hopefully we'll hear from him again soon with more updates on the Room for Freedom. Sounds very promising.
Yep, sounds interesting. It sounds a lot like Cell 411, the way they came in and basically redid Uber and Lyft's model, without having a whole bunch of
red tape,
costs involved or anything like that. You just make a deal with somebody for a ride. You can go to
cell411.com. Yeah, that's right. They have ride sharing in there now, but the main point of the app is emergency alerts, which of course Uber and
the main
don't
point
do.
Of the app is whatever you use it for.
Yeah, that's true. 855. 450 free, and I've used it for all of those things. Sent an emergency alert yesterday, and because I got pulled over, as I explained last night on the show. All right, so we're coming up here. Hour number 2 is on the way. 855 450 free. You can join us on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here! Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.